Well, they keep digging the hole again. Like, we're back into using reserves to get our way. And that's one of the things we're trying to get out of. We're trying to get out of using one-time funding to balance the operating budget. We do that because the city manager and other senior staff see that it's not a sustainable way to run the city. Because eventually, you're out of reserves, you're out of one-time money, and where are you going to find the extra money? So our whole goal, I guess, for the 2 years has been to reduce that. It was over $400 million. We got it down to less than $100 million, and we hope to have it eliminated before we the term is up. But when you're going in the opposite direction, like today, that doesn't make any sense. The firefighter situation, I mean, who's running the fire department? Is it going to be the firefighters' union, or is it going to be the chief? And when you undermine the chief, what are you sending? What are you telling your senior management around here? That they better deal with the union and get them on side before they ever come presenting to us, because if they don't, council's not going to agree with them. I mean, these people are experts. That fire chief is a very good fire chief. He's an expert. He's got expert staff working with him. He laid out the whole plan and gave all the logic and reasons as to why these changes would work and why we should do them. And council wouldn't listen to their own experts. So that they caved in to the firefighters, who know that they can come in numbers like this and wear T-shirts and do a publicity campaign. And no matter how reasonable the chief's suggestions are, he's not going to carry the day because these people are afraid of the union. That's a horrible way to run this city. And I hope the media lets people know who went that way, because I don't think it's fair to the taxpayers. The taxpayers got burnt on this. They would have their jobs. It's just that some of them would have to go to another fire hall. And that's in the letter. I don't know if you saw the letter. There's a letter from the president of the firefighters to the members urging them to come to this meeting. And in that letter, he doesn't say anything about safety or anything else, or 63 seconds or any number of seconds. All he says is that this is an important issue to us, because some of our members will have to relocate, and others will have to wait longer for promotion. That was what's important to them. That's why they're here in their numbers. They don't want any changes to anything. They want things left the way they are, and we're not running the fire department for their convenience. We're running it for the betterment of the city and the protection of our residents. And we have to do it as efficiently as we possibly can, and that's why the chief made these recommendations. Like, when they take that station out there, there are two other stations within 1.7 kilometers of that one that could cover for it. And the service in that area would still be as good or better than anywhere else in the city.